A very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and welcome to As the Sun Sets. As you know, it's the evening prayer of the church, which I combine with the gospel of the day, of the mass of the day. So we have a short reflection on that, but wherever you are, a very warm welcome to you on Radio Veritas. Yeah, we change gear once again and put ourselves in the presence of the Lord just to thank the Lord for the gift of this day, for all that's happened, and maybe things that have happened that we didn't like. We might have done things or said things about which we are very sorry. We ask the Lord's forgiveness, but it is truly a time of prayer, of thanksgiving, as we come to the end of the day. So let's ask the Lord to be with us as we pray. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. Psalm 19, a prayer for a king before battle. May the Lord answer in time of trial, and may the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out our joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the king, O Lord. Give answer on the day we call. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will give victory to his anointed one. We shall sing and praise your power. Psalm 20, the next psalm, thanksgiving for the king's victory. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We shall sing and praise your power. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. And now, having prayed those beautiful psalms about placing the king placing his trust in the Lord, we hear today from the Gospel of Matthew, another gospel about trust. Jesus got into the boat, followed by his disciples. And without warning, a storm broke over the lake, so violent that the waves were breaking right over the boat. But he, Jesus, was asleep. And so they went to him and they woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are going down." And he asked, and then he said to them, "Why are you so frightened, you men of little faith?" And with that, Jesus stood up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and all was calm again. The men were astounded, and they said, "Whatever kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him." Well, as I said a moment ago, the Psalms of today were the first Psalm with the king praying that the Lord help him in this time of battle, and then the king giving thanks to the Lord. But the Psalms are shot through everywhere with trusting in the Lord. And I think this is a characteristic or something that we should never forget, that we too are called to trust in the Lord. Just as the disciples were out in the boat with Jesus on the lake, on the Sea of Galilee, when a storm broke out over the lake, remember that the mountains around the Lake of Galilee, and sometimes there can be quite rough storms on that Sea of Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, and here they were, Jesus in the boat, and the storm breaking out. And they didn't have motorboats, they were rowing. And the time was tough. Can you imagine just being out in the middle of the lake and rowing away? Maybe they had nets, sails, I don't know. But it was tough. They felt they were going down, the rough seas and so on. And so they woke the Lord, who was lying at the back of the boat on a cushion. No doubt the cushion must have been a bit wet as well, I don't know. Anyway, we can let our imaginations go to play on this lovely little story from the Gospel of Matthew. So they wake Jesus and they say, "Lord, save us, we are going down. We're going to be swamped in this storm that we're in right now." And Jesus gets up and he says, "Why were you so afraid? Why are you so afraid, so frightened, you men of little faith?" Then he gets up, he rebukes the wind and the sea, and all was calm again. The men were astounded, the Gospel says, Matthew tells us, and whatever kind of man is this, they say, even the winds and the sea obey him. Well, as I've been saying all along over the last couple of days, Matthew is writing in about a year 80, the end of the first century. And the people that he was writing to were people who were experiencing that same sort of anguish that the apostles were experiencing with Jesus in the boat. They were experiencing being buffeted by the authorities. They were experiencing a lot of ill will, and they were distressed. They thought, "Where is God in all this? Where is God helping us?" And what they failed to realize, that the Lord was with them. And so Jesus is really testing them and saying, no matter how stormy the seas might be, no matter how stormy life will be, always remember, I am with you. You need to have trust in the Lord. And if we lose that trust in the Lord, well, what have we got to go on? We might as well give up. So the gospel today is really a story of Jesus and his disciples on the lake, going through a storm, Jesus calming the storm, and just reassuring the disciples that they need to have trust in him, never to fear, that the Lord is always with them. And that message is one, I think, which we need to take with us in our own lives today. My goodness, just imagine, now with the Brexit, with Britain coming out of the European Union, lots of people are feeling very fearful about the future. about the value of the rand, for that matter. Never mind the value of the pound. What's going to happen now that Britain has moved away from the European Union? Many people are saying, my goodness, maybe we shouldn't have voted the way we did. So people are full of anxiety. But maybe people are full of anxiety even here in our own country. Politically, we look at ourselves and we say, phew, what's going to be happening on the 3rd of August when we have our municipal elections? So people are very fearful about that. People are fearful even in the church. Some people are saying they don't like some of the things that the Holy Father is saying. Some people are saying, even our bishops, sometimes people are saying our bishops leave much to be desired. Is that true? Maybe our families, you, in your family, you're going through a very, very tough and difficult time. Maybe divorce looms. Maybe you've just discovered your husband or wife is having an affair with somebody else. Maybe your children are suddenly... you've discovered one of them is on drugs or something like that. It's like going through the rough seas, like Jesus on the boat with his disciples, and they're being buffeted this way and that. In our lives, no money, no support, no future. We wonder what's going to be happening. Should we leave the country and go somewhere else? Isn't it true that there are many, many people who are going through this sort of being buffeted by the country, by the church, by our family life, by our society? Well, in so many different ways, we are being hit this way and that. And that's life. We have to prepare for that. It's like marriage. Marriage isn't a bed of roses. You know that better than I do. We go through tough times. That's why when you get married, we say, you know, in good times and in bad. Yes, we go through those difficult times when we suddenly discover things about our partner that we never realized before. And so we go through very, very difficult times. And sometimes we think, well, the mat is being pulled out from underneath us. You've suddenly discovered that your husband has spent all your money or your wife has whatever, I don't know. So we're going through very difficult times, and there are many people who go through very difficult times. And I want to say today that we must expect there are going to be difficult times. We must expect storms out at sea, so to speak. We must expect that things are going to go wrong. But we must never lose faith, and never lose hope, and never lose trust. Always remember, the Lord is with us. Lord, I come to you. Lord, I place my trust in you. Unless we do that, we're going to be lost. So no matter how difficult life is, no matter what the storms are that come our way, let's never lose our trust. Let's remember that the Lord will stand up in the midst of our difficulties and say, oh, you people of little faith, didn't you realize that I am with you? That indeed I'm carrying you through this very difficult time. And my goodness, there are many days when I say to myself, Lord, sometimes I forget that you are with me. Sometimes I think everything depends on me. Everything depends on my wisdom. Everything depends on my courage and my way of seeing things. Help me to remember, Lord. Let this be our prayer. Help me to remember, Lord, to place my faith and trust in you. You have created us. You have made us. You accompany us. You are with us through storms, through calm times, through thick and thin. Help me never, ever, Lord, to forget that you are with us. And that I want to make my prayer this evening, and I want you to make that your prayer as well. Place your faith and your trust in the Lord. That is what the Lord asks of us. And for me, that's what the gospel is all about today. The disciples see and feel that Jesus is asleep. Somehow we all feel that, where is Jesus in all this? And we wake him up, Lord, we are going down. And then he will rise up and say, why are you so frightened, you people of little faith? And Jesus simply can calm the seas, calm all the difficulties we are going through, and everything will be calm again. That's our faith. We need to have faith and trust in Jesus, that he is with us through every moment of our lives. And then I pray that you will be like the apostles on the boat and say, whatever kind of man is this, Jesus, even the winds and the sea obey him. Indeed, even the winds and the sea obey Jesus. But what he asks of you and me is that we simply, calmly say, Lord, we are in your hands. Help us never to forget that. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Your truth will last from age to age. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Savior. Now through Christ we are sons and daughters of God, and in him we see what we shall be when we come to the Father. And so, with confidence we pray, Lord, in your mercy hear our prayer. Guide leaders and governments, give them wisdom and integrity. You are the Lord and the source of our freedom. Bring those in captivity of mind or body to the freedom of the children of God. Give courage and strength to the young. Help them to choose their work and to make the right decisions for their way of life. And give patient tolerance to all who are no longer young. Open the hearts of the young to accept from them understanding and love, and receive the departed into your eternal kingdom. Sustain our hope to reign with you forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, for bringing us safely to the evening of this day. And we humbly ask that the prayer we make with uplifted hands may be an offering pleasing in your sight. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe.
Beautiful rendition there by the Priests. Oh, my Lord, my God, how great thou art. Well, we have come to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very much for joining me. We come now to the moment when we're going to be praying the Angelus and the Rosary. Thank you for joining me, Father Raymond. Do have a wonderful evening. And please remember, we literally have hours to go before the completion of our competition, and we're still waiting to reach that 1,000 mark, the sale of 1,000 tickets. If you haven't yet taken a ticket, remember, it's 300 grand for a ticket, and it's so easy. All you need to do is take up your cell phone, tap in the number 41809, followed by the word in the message part, you can write Rome and your name and send that. Somebody will get back to you with the banking details. And once you deposited your 300 Rand into the bank account, you're in the draw. And you and somebody else might be lucky, because the winning ticket will entitle two people to come with me in September on the pilgrimage to Rome for the canonization of Mother Teresa. From there, we go to Assisi. So a wonderful prize valued at about 80,000 Rand. But that depends on you. And I ask you, please, do support Radio Veritas. It's one of the main sources of income that we depend on, and we've had a rather poor response this year, so I'm really hoping that you get to help us and take a ticket or two. From me, Father Emil, goodbye and God bless.